bit back and forth. Okay, Joey pals. All of those wonderful presents go to one person. And do you have children, Randall?
I do.
How many?
Two.
Two. It wasn't a tough question, was it? Okay. Steve Canole doesn't have any. Cher doesn't have any. Randall has two. Joey has three. That would be five. We'll take the fifth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And all those wonderful things, I'll mail them out to you on Monday. Let's see. Can I tell you what's in there? I think I can. That means... Thanks, Randall. One more page. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I can't make my fingers work. Okay. Desert Rose Playhouse. Maracas. Oscars. I may keep this one. And Peaks at the Top of the Tram. $50 up there. Caller number 5, 323-JOEY. On your mark. Get ready, get set, go. We said that. And we say hi to Randall Baird from...
Randall Baird Therapy.
Yeah. We all have our own names so that we can find our way home. What is your website? JoeyEnglish.com. What's your website, Randall?
RandallBaird.com. It's very simple.
Tell me what it is that you do. What is it that you do?
I am a mental health therapist. I work with individuals suffering from depression, anxiety, personality disorders. You name it.
Just a normal day at my house.
Normal day at mine, too.
How'd you get in this line of work?
Well, that's a long story. I actually broke my back in 2007 rock climbing, and I had to end my previous career as a project manager for a national development company. I oversaw the design and construction of commercial property. And after breaking my back, I was paralyzed and could not walk.
So. Whoa, wait, Joey pals, before you start picturing things, Randall walked in here. He was dancing around the green room, and he's sitting in our chair. So we're going to turn that page. So
I decided to go back to school and start my fourth and final career, which was to become a therapist.
What was it like, in a couple of sentences, I mean, I know it was horrible, being paralyzed?
Very frustrating, mentally challenging because it made it difficult to want to even get up in the morning.
Depressed.
Very depressed. And I overcame it.
Were you married at the time?
No.
Okay. No. So you went through this kind of alone?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Physician, heal thyself.
Yeah, it took me 2 years of physical therapy to walk again, but, you know.
I never would have known if you hadn't told me.
Yeah, 14 years.
Because you just walked in here.
I'm walking normal, and I've got full mobility back, so.
Blessing.
Yeah.
Good heavens. So you kind of dealt with your own issues of depression and anxiety and all those things that would come along. Were you told in the beginning that you could walk again, or was it more negative than that?
I was, right before I went in for the surgery, the doctor told me there was about a 60% chance I would be paralyzed after the surgery.
Can I get another opinion?
Well, I mean, I had already been wearing a full metal cast on my upper body for almost a year. So at that point, it was like I had to do something. So.
Well, you look so happy and positive. You'll see Joey pals when we put his picture on the website. But did you have to go through therapy with someone else? I know you went through physical therapy, but how about the mental and emotional? Tell us.
Yes, I ended up, my doctor put me on antidepressants, and I started seeing a psychologist myself, and I worked with him for about a year and a half.
And that was an influence on you too?
Actually, funny story, I studied psychology my first time in college when I was 18, but decided to become an accountant because I was interested in money. And a year into that job...
Wait a minute. We had building developer, accountant, marriage and family therapist, but that was number 4. What am I missing?
I owned my own restaurant for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. Couldn't stick with anything, huh?
Well, you know, and this is what's really funny, Joey, is that I like a challenge.
Uh-huh.
And number one, I like to help people. And I find that helping people overcome their issues and their difficulties in life is very challenging. So for me, that's what motivates me to really get up and go and want to focus on the client, because I like to help people.
And that's a new focus every day, because every person is so changeable.
Every person is a challenge. Oh, no two yes. people have the same issues. So for me, it's every day is a new day, because I face new challenges every day with every client.
Does it wear you out somehow, Randall? Do you ever take too much of it home?
I have been known to in the past, but I do see, I meet with my own therapist weekly. And,
oh,
yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You can't do this to yourself? No?
No. Being in this type of business, you take on a lot of your clients. Okay, we'll call it baggage.
Okay.
You take on their issues, and so it's hard to let go of them. And so for me, being able to talk to my own therapist really helps keep me grounded so that I'm better suited or better equipped to help my clients.
Don't you love the sound of his voice? I'm sort of drifting into a hypnotic state, Joey Pals, listening to Randall. What's the phone number where you are?
My phone number is
858-472-6369. Where's 858? Here.
Well, I live in San Diego, but my practice, I go back and forth between the two cities.
Perfect. Okay. Do you have an office here?
I do. It's in the Fragan Cosmetic Surgical Center on Tockwitz Canyon.
What's the address?
It's 1900 East Tockwitz Canyon Way, Suite
C4.
Correct. And here's an interesting thing, Joey. In my office, I also, my partner is a life coach.
Oh.
So we have our practice pretty much covers everything that an individual can be facing, any challenge they're facing. We can resolve that in our office, either through mental health therapy or through life coaching.
Tell me a little bit about the difference in life coaching and, he pulled out the notes.
Yes.
Well, we're going to get the real party line. Okay.
Well, obviously, the first and most important thing is life coaches do not treat mental illness.
Oh, they don't?
No. You have to have a license for that. You have to be licensed with the Board of Behavioral Science.
To do mental health.
To do mental health, correct. Okay. So life coaches look toward the future. They help you achieve goals like, say, you're stuck
relationship.
Well, you're stuck at home with your parents and you're trying to figure out a way to kind of establish yourself for the future. A life coach would help you get situated as far as deciding whether you want to go to school, try to find a job. They help you set your goals and achieve your goals. If you have the mental health side, that's where I come in.
Right. Do you ever do hypnosis?
I have not. No.
I don't care one way or the other. I just thought it was a pretty good question. What are you seeing the most? I mean, the world right now. I have three military children. My father was in the military. It's very hard for me to watch some of the things in the human, talk about you and wanting to help people, the human suffering that's going on around the world. And a lot of it that's going on here at home with the COVID. What do you tell people who come to you that are troubled so much more than they might have been in another day and time?
Well, we have to look at the cause of it, obviously.
Okay. But I can't do anything about the cause. Are you saying how I'm handling it?
Well, what's causing that anxiety?
Okay.
So if it's the restrictions due to the COVID, what can you do within, you know, still following the guidelines of the restrictions, but still be able to, say, see your family or be able to still exercise or do things like that, where most people take this quarantine or self-isolation to an extreme and they're afraid to even leave their house.
Yes.
That's not healthy for you, because you still need your exercise. You still need the sunlight. Sunlight provides vitamin E. Exercise helps us. It gives us endorphins, so it helps improve your mood.
Remember the COVID weight.
Oh,
we've all put a little of that on.
Me,
we do right here.
Me included. Yeah, so right now the biggest challenge I'm seeing is people are having a difficult time due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
They don't know how to proceed because there's so much uncertainty with what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I try to work with them to find a balance within their life, say if it's, like I said, exercising, or maybe if there are, you know, if there is somebody that they're close to and they're both vaccinated, maybe, you know, getting together outside where you're not inside and worried about the germs being spread.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad because there's a different message every morning. Yes. And it's frustrating. Besides, I don't have any control over it. It's just frustrating, and I'm depressed about it sometimes and don't know which way to go. And that's keeping people in their homes and not getting dressed, not putting their, in my case, their makeup on.
Right. Yeah, those are things I've heard from my clients. Really? Is that they get up in the morning, they've lost the motivation to shower.
Yeah.
Because they're not going out in public. Yeah. So nobody's going to see me. So why do I need to shower? Why do I need to shave? Why do I need to get dressed? Why do I need to do my hair or makeup? You know, it's...
And the kids may be at home still. We're hoping they go back to school. But maybe you've got your kids on top of that, and your husband and you are both trying to work from home. This is fraught with disaster.
Well, and that's added a whole new stress level.
Really?
Because the children are home. Not only have they, you know, the parents have lost the ability to go to the office, you know, to do their job, but now they've got their children at home, so the kids aren't in school. They have a hard time balancing their work and their home life.
Do you do your sessions at your studio in the Fragan building? Do you do them over the phone? Do you Zoom? What do you do if people are concerned about all this distancing, mask, don't mask, vaccinate, all of that? How do you do your sessions?
I do both Zoom and in person. If the client wants to come to the office, I'm more than willing to see them in the client in the office. If they're afraid to come in due to the pandemic or age, health issues, whatever, I'm more than willing to work on Zoom. I find that Zoom is not quite as personal as being in person, but you know, if that's what the client wants, then you know, I try to help them. Yeah, I try to accommodate.
Is this something people will get over, or is it best? You're still seeing your therapist.
Oh, yes.
Once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a good thing to do on an ongoing basis, it sounds like, especially when you talk about your life coach partner.
Absolutely. There's, you know, people seem to think that you have to have a horrible, devastating event take place in your life to see a therapist, when in reality, we can help you with a lot of different issues. Throughout your daily life.
Somebody asked Billy Graham's wife one time, what's it like being married to him? How do you get through all of this? And she said, the daily, just easily through the daily. The big things take care of themselves. It's the daily that's hard.
That's true. It's very true. Yeah. Yeah, it sure is.
Well, Joey Pals, we're going to have Randall back. Randall Baird. I love that. Sounds like something English or something. You can pick up the phone and continue the conversation. This will all be up on my website, 858-472-6369. A lot more numbers than I'm used to saying. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you in a month.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, here comes the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.